July 29th, 1974, continued.
Duck. Yeah, it's Mija.
Mija.
Duck.
Okay.
And something else too. Walnut, you was asking me. It's I forgot it already. It's pecan.
Say again.
Pomstedje.
Pomstedje.
It's a pecan. And pointed?
No.
You know, on the pecans, you know, this little point on the
end?
That's what they call it. It's long. It's long. That point's long. That's what they mean.
I see. And the point is?
Yeah.
Pon?
Pon stedje.
Yeah.
Pon. Pon's a point.
Pon is the, the point on the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see. I got you.
Tagu is a walnut.
Say it again.
Tagu.
Tagu?
Tagu is a walnut. More doozies.
You get some real good fairy tales. Real doozies. Well, you know, there's a good chance that some of them may be in that collection.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know who he recorded these.
Yeah.
Or he didn't record them like on tape or anything, but he recorded them on paper, who he got them from.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out, because he recorded all the names with
him.
It might have been some of your relatives. It might have been your grandma. She would have been pretty young in the 1880s.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You reckon?
I imagine so. I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever have an Indian name? Do you have an Indian name besides Mrs. Rowe?
Yeah. My name's Hombeduka.
Hombeduka.
Hombeduka. Mm-hmm.
It's a wet day? Or
no,
wet
foot. Wet moccasin or wet foot. But see, we deer clans, you know, we have different clans.
Yeah, right.
We deer clans.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And you're the Dokka is wet.
Uh-huh.
How about that? Very good. Let me see.
He met up with a snake, and that snake bit him on the ankle. He went off and said, "Oh, I'm getting fat." You know, he was swelling up.
Swelling up.
Kids always want me to tell them stories, you know.
Yeah, you tell them mostly in English, don't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you reckon you remember any of them in call?
Yeah, I can talk. I can say it in call.
You can say them in call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, since I didn't, you start off the story about the fellow who met up with the snake and got snake bit. Start that off in call.
Let's see now. I hadn't told that in call a long time.
Well, if you know another one better, why we can do it instead.
Echika tanga mi ayeba ayeba gaha kiji ayeba upe wet a me iabe wet a ka guda hamonye a ka. Ichikin tanga ba ye guda hamoye. We no statami ke ichikin tanga ba egeba. And wet abo oya no stow ha. We block taget tami ke. And ichikin tanga ba oya taga edo abad no stabe. One no stabe oha
Take your time. It's okay.
Wet abe yachtaga besiege kije. Yachtaga bioha ichikitanga ba ayabe. The homi ejiche ejilinga be. Liaka the siche bloga ibaka. Ichikitanga ka. It's she wali me kek. Oh, she wanted me ka aka ichikitanga ka. Lian ka, lian shwa ka, tsai ka abena, tsabe, ichikitanga, bloga huga, bloga iba, bada tsabe. And that's it.
That's it.
Uh-huh. He died.
That's what I was going to ask what happened to him. I guess now I know.
See, he was going along the edge of the creek, you know,
uh-huh.
through a little path, and he met this snake. And the snake said, "You get on my road." And that old man said, "No, you get on my road." And that snake said, "Well, I'm going to hit you right in the ankle." And that old man said, "I'm going to kick you." And that snake said, "Well, go ahead and kick me." So he kicked that snake. When he kicked him, well, he bit him on the ankle. So he went off and sat down in by a tree. And while he was sitting there, he was swelling up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, I'm getting fat." "Oh, she wally me, Case." And pretty soon there, they found him dead there.
July 30th, 1974.
How about to earn, as in, you know, earn money or whatever?
Lose.
Lose.
Mm-hmm.
Is to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, Waketo, I earned it. Well, that's Osage, it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
call, I know.
Yeah. Buka. Buka.
Buka.
Buka.
Okay.
I wiped it.
To wipe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you ask somebody else, did you wipe it?
Spooka.
And he wiped it.
Eshki bukabe.
Okay.
He wiped that.
Okay. Is that the same thing as to erase? Do you use that for erase?
Yeah, uh-huh. Erase.
Okay.
We say something like that, but we say, let's see. Ikekabe. We say ikekabe. Just exchange ikekabe.
Oh, okay. How would you say, I exchanged it. I don't know, something you bought.
Ikikabe pie.
Okay, what's that?
I went and changed it.
Okay. And how would you ask somebody, did you go and change it?
Ikikabe shi.
Okay.
Did you go and change it?
Yeah. His name?
Gikabe, uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. Gikabe. You know, a lot of them Indians, they buy their names too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they give us Indian names when we were born. Then later on, what we buy the names we want.
Mm-hmm. From who you buy them from?
From a different, our tribe, from different men's and women's. Just out of, in our tribe.
Oh, I see.
We don't go out and get it from the Osages or anything like that. Just around in our tribe.
Mm-hmm. But from other individuals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like their name,
uh-huh.
so you
yeah.
pay them a certain amount and then
uh-huh.
you can use it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. But, so, was it Gikabe, huh? Was that the word to change?
Yeah, Gikabe.
Taste bad. How would you say spit?
chua. A chua.
A chua.
A chua.
Okay. Is there a word like, oh, I guess that's what this is.
Yeah. Ichli chu,
ichli
tu. Ichli's a slab in your mouth,
you know.
Ah.
There you go. Now I've got it figured out.
Yeah.
So is it something like
Ichli Chu? Uh
huh, Ichli Achu.
Ichli Achu. Uh
huh. Okay. Sounds almost like a sneeze. How would you ask somebody, did you spit out?
Yacho. Yacho.
Yacho.
Uh huh, Yacho.
Did you
spit it out? That just in all one,
yeah.
One word,
yeah.
Like.
Yacho.
Oh, uh-huh, yacho.
Okay. How about that man? he spit out.
Yachobe. Yachobe.
Yachobe.
Yachobe.
Okay.
Akibe. That's what we say. Akibe. I come home.
Uh-huh.
Akibe.
Okay. How about ask someone else, did you come home?
Yakibe.
Yakibe.
Uh-huh, Yakibe.
Okay, and he came home.
Akibe.
Just Akibe.
Uh-huh, just Akibe.
And I came home?
Yeah, Akibe. It's all the same, Akibe and Yakibe.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the difference between the word for I came home and the word for he came home, somebody
yeah.
else.
Akibe. That'd be Akibe, be I come home.
Okay.
Yakibe means you come home.
Right.
Yakibe.
Okay, and that man, he.
Yeah.
He come home. How'd you say that man, he came home?
Nikaba, Aliaba. That's what we say. Man, come home. Aliaba. Nidapa. Nidapa. This means little puddle. Nidapa.
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 Dapa by itself.
Uh-huh. It's small, you know, just like a little puddle.
Okay.
That's a pond. Nidapa.
Okay.
Get him.
Yeah. I guess that's what you want. How about to pound corn up to make cornmeal? Pound corn.
Yeah, I'd be apetamike. Apetamike. I'm going to pound it. Apetamike.
Apetamike.
Mm-hmm. Apetamike.
Okay, how would you say I pounded corn?
Well, that'd be just the same. Apetamike. That means I'm going to pound the corn.
Okay. And how would you ask somebody, did you pound it? Did you pound the corn?
Wakosich ya pe. Wakosich ya pe.
Okay.
That means corn. Wakosi. Wakosi means corn.
Uh-huh. You would use haba.
Uh-huh. Then that's on a cob.
Ah, and
Wakosi is where it's shelled, you know. And that haba is it's on a cob, yeah.
Cob.
Uh-huh.
What's
yeah.
the word for cob?
Habawahu. Habawahu. Cob. That's a cob. Habawahu.
Wahoo's bone, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Wahoo's
it's
bone.
Same
uh-huh.
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you shell the corn, let it pound.
How would you say that in cob?
We'd say that in we just say, haba ya pe. You know, we just say, pound that corn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We don't say we shelled it and pound it.
Okay, how we, well, what word do you call beef for to shell of corn?
You spare, I guess.
You spare?
You spare, uh-huh. You spare. You spare.
How about new spare?
Uh-huh.
Did you shell that corn?
Uh-huh, you shell that corn.
If two people run off and get married, they elope without their parents' consent. Is there a word? What would it be? Acope?
Acope means escape, you know.
Oh, escape.
Yeah, escape.
So that's a little different.
Acope, uh-huh. That's where you escape, you know, you acope.
Okay. How would you say, I escaped?
Acope alia. Acope alia.
Okay.
I run off and come home, I said.
Run off and come back. Okay. And if you ask somebody else, did you escape?
Yakope.
Yakope.
Yakope. Yakope. Yakope.
Yeah,
Yakope.
I have a hard time with the sound sometimes. They're a little different from English.
Nikaba, oh, let's see, do a nikaba. Nikaba, it's agehing achtiaba. It's agehing achtiaba. He's an old man.
Okay.
Nikaba, it's agehing achtiaba.
Yeah, but how would you say he's more old? He's older than I am.
Nika ba no wali ba. Nika ba no wali ba. No wali means old.
Okay.
Nika ba no wali ba. He's old.
Okay. You say he's older than I am? Or you tell somebody or ask somebody a question. Is that man older than you are? Is he older than you?
Nika e no ye. Nika e no ye. Eh, no, yeah. Mm-hmm. That man older than you, I said.
Okay. And how would you say, how would you tell somebody, well, you ate more than I did?
Yeah, why I know, but who wally, not you? Yeah, why I know, but who wally, not you? I said, you ate more than I did.
How would you tell somebody, well, my cooking tastes better than yours does?
Oho witak e alibe. Oho witak e alibe. My cooking's good.
Okay. How would you're bragging to somebody else, how would you say it's better than yours is?
Oho witak e alibe. Oho witak e alibe.
Okay.
I said, my cooking's better.
Okay. All right. I want to check each of the words and whatnot. Ichikatunga. Ichikitunga. What's that mean?
Ichikitunga. That means an old man. I don't know what he is. But I imagine he's just kind of a fairy tale, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just like that little green giant, I guess.
Does Ichiki by itself mean anything?
Ichiki, no. Just, it don't mean a thing.
Ichikitunga.
Ichikitunga. Yeah, he's a big old fat man. That's
okay.
Where we picture him, you know.
I see. Okay. Me ayeba gahakichi.
Yeah, he went along the creek.
He went along the creek.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's me ayeba mean? don't know. Maybe that doesn't mean anything by itself.
No.
I got let's see.
Yeah, he went along at the creek. The old man went along at the creek, I said.
Okay. What's the... Is there a word for edge in there, or just gaha?
Gaha. Just gaha. Along at the creek.
Okay. Well, in between the word ichikitunga, at the beginning of the sentence, and then gaha kiji.
Ayabe.
There's miyamba ayeba.
Ayeba. He went. Mm-hmm. It means he went. Ayeba.
Ayeba.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And ayeba ope.
Ope. That means little path. He's walking along a little path.
Okay. And wait a meyabe.
He saw a snake.
He saw a snake.
He saw a snake. He saw.
Yeah, right. Wait, snake.
Uh-huh.
Right, I got that. But I want to get each one of the words here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wetaka. Gudaha. Moyaka.
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 He said, "Go away."
Go away.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Walk somewhere else. That snake told that man.
Okay. Ichikitungaba ye guda. What is it? Gudaha or gudaha moy. Winoshitatameke.
Yeah. The old man told him, "You go the other way. I'm going to kick you."
Okay.
He said.
Okay. And gudaha moyi.
Go some other way and walk.
Walk someplace else.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know that dummy ke.
Yeah, I'm going to kick you.
Kick you.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, that old man said.
Okay.
Egyeba, he means, I said that.
Oh, okay.
Wetsaba oyano stoha weblachtagetamike, he said. No, that's what the snake said.
Yeah, if you kick me, I'm gonna bite you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. What's kick?
Winosta.
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 Okay. And Oyonosta waha.
Oyonostoha, we blachtagetamike. He said, if you kick me,
then I'll bite you.
Then I'll bite you.
Okay. Okay. No shtabe.
He kicked it.
He kicked it.
Oyachtagabe, he said.
Oyachtagabe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's that mean?
He bit me.
Okay. So then. Ichikatungaba. Oyachtagaida. Tapa the Noshtabe. Noshtabe. Something like that?
Yeah.
No stabe.
He kicked it.
Okay. Wanostabe ohai. Something like that. Wanostabe.
Yeah, wanostabe. Onostabe.
What's that mean?
I kicked it.
Mm-hmm. Wetzaba yacht.
Yachtagabe.
Yachtagabe.
Siege kiji. Siege kiji. I beat him on the ankle, on the heel.
Oh, okay. And heel is
siege. Siege.
Siege.
Siege is heel.
Siege kiji is on the heel.
On the heel.
Okay. Yachtaga beoha kiji kitonga ba oyabe.
Ayabe.
Ayabe.
He right. Went.
Okay. What's yachtaga mean?
Bite.
You told me that before.
Yeah, yachtaga.
Beoha. Maybe that's not right. I don't know. Yachtaga beoha ichikitunga ba ayabe.
Yeah, I said ichikitunga. Yachtaga beoha ayabe.
Ayabe.
After he bit him, after the snake bit him, he went on.
Okay.
That old man did.
Okay.
Sit down. Right. Okay. His feet started swelling up. And he says, He said, I'm getting fat.
Okay.
And that's where they found him dead. Ejit Abe. That's where he died.
I've got to practice.
Lin Shuang cuts Abe. He was sitting there and he died.
Okay. Yeah, it's
Lin Shuang cuts Abe. Lin Shuang cuts Abe. Abe.
Blogger Hoover.
Bloga iba ba the tabe. He swole all up and then he died.
Huga bruga
his whole body. Huga means his body.
Oh yeah.
Huga is his body. Iba means swell up.
How would you tell somebody that, how would you say to someone, well, you're fatter than I am?
Yishi wali aisha. You're fat.
Okay. I want to get the, you know, when you compare it to somebody else and you say fatter or more fat than somebody else. So how would you tell somebody, well, you're fatter than I am?
Well, we'd say, yishi wali aisha. You're fat.
Just your fat?
You're just fat. Yishi wali aisha.
Comparing to somebody else, would you say,
Sheen Walyaba. Sheen
Walyaba. What?
You're fat. She's fat or he's fat. Sheen Walyaba.
Okay. But if you say, you're fatter than he is, tell somebody, you're fatter than he is. Just put that all in one sentence.
No, we don't say it that way. We just that one. Yishi wali aisha. He said you just fat. I don't know how to say you're fatter than I am.
Okay. Not right off the bat. Well, you think about it and maybe. maybe in a few days you'll be able to.
Started down first. This year, man died, and they put they had put used to put him in the wagon, you know, and take him to the graveyard. Mm-hmm. Well, when they got to the graveyard, why that man was in that wagon. He was all ready to be put in the ground, and then the horses got scared or something and they took off, you know, with this man in there. Mm-hmm. There was a man following them, hollering, "Oh, stop them horses!" He said, "They gonna kill that man." He was already dead. And they said them women just crying over there, you know. They just all stopped and started laughing.
Kill that man.
He said, stop them horses, they're gonna kill that man. My mother used to tell about it and we just laugh.
Out some of the words. What's the word for wagon? I never asked you about that.
Itonya. Itonya.
Itonya.
Itonya.
Does that mean something besides wagon? Is
it no.
Different parts?
Itonya.
Itonya. Oh, okay.
Means just something rolling. Itonya.
Okay.
Cuts abe. Nika cuts abe.
Man's
dead.
Alright. And in the cemetery, when they dig the hole in the ground, is your word for grave?
Let's see. Hunkuge.
Hunkuge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You told me that before.
Yeah.
That's almost like the word for 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A box full.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wayon. Wayon means sing.
That's sing.
Uh-huh. And music's got, music. Bagije. Bagije, music, bagije.
Hmm. Is there a word for fiddle?
No.
Pompas had a word, it was almost like bagije, it was bagint, bagint.
Hmm.
Bagintoja was a fiddle
yeah.
dance.
Hmm. We just said bagije, music.
Music. And oja, oja. Is there a word like that? Something like dance? You always use watching.
Ours is just watching.
Watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, you gave me the word for teach the other day. Was it kionze?
Kionze, uh-huh. Kionze.
Okay. The when you gave me the word for, or the sentence for, I dragged that.
Uh-huh, okay, blihue. Blihue means you pull it behind you.
Pull it behind you.
Uh-huh, blihue.
Does bleed
dump
mean something?
Bleed dump, I pulled on it.
Pulled on it?
Uh-huh, pulled on it.
Okay. And it was yonke, and then,
blihue,
did you say?
Blihue.
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 All right. How about if there were two logs, how would you say I'd pull those two logs behind me?
Hunke no komi blihue. Hunke no komi blihue. No komi. No komi means two.
Both of them?
Uh-huh, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Blihue.
Okay. And if there's more than two, how'd you say? I pulled all those logs behind me.
Zani Blihowe.
Oh.
Zani Blihowe.
Okay. Well, when you said that raccoon is gray.
Mikaba Hujaba. Hujaba. See, that's that ba.
Right. If there are two of them, would it be the same thing?
Yeah, it'd be the same thing. Nokomi. Nokomi means two.
Mikaba Nokomi Hujaba.
Nokomi Hujaba.
It's always Mikaba. You never say it. Mikaka.
No, Mikaba.
Always ba.
Mikaba.
And when you said the creek is deep, you said Gahaka Skoweka.
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 Would you ever say Gahaba?
Gahaba.
You never say Gahaba Skoweba?
No.
That doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's got to be that ka.
Alright.
It seemed like there were some words that you could use ka and ba with and meant different things.
Yeah.
Two, one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just couldn't what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
Example out here. I'm not doing very well at it. How would you say the, well, let's see, those, there's a bunch of baseballs. Yeah, I say those balls are round. There's a bunch of
them. Zani Dahiba.
Those balls are all round.
Zani Dahiba.
Tabeba.
Tabeba. Zani Baseba.
Okay.
Yeah, Dajib.
Right, okay. Right, could you ever say Tabeka? Tabek. Well, what you gave me here was Tabeka Dangaka. Tabeka Dangaka. I just wondered if that was different. Said
the
Dainga and
Dalje
both meant
round. Dalje. Dalje.
Yeah,
Dalje means round too.
Right. Well, do Tabeka and Tabeba mean two different things?
No, this means the same. Tabeka, like the ball. Tabeka and Tabe. Tabe just means one ball.
Okay. And Tabeka?
Tabeka means just one ball
just
too.
Just one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about Tabeba?
Tabeba, that means more than one.
Oh, balls.
Balls.
Okay. Now how about if there's two of them?
I said no ba. No ba.
Okay.
Tabe no ba.
Tabe no ba. Would it be?
Tabe no baka.
Tabe no baka.
No baka.
The two balls.
Okay.
You're talking about a rock. That rock is hot. That stone is hot.
Ia kadaka jika. Ia kadaka jika.
Okay. And iamba. Iamba daka. Daka jiba.
Daka jiba, huh? That rock's hot. That rock's hot.
What's the difference then between Ianka Dakajeka and Ianba Dakajeba?
That means more than one, Dakajeba.